John Cooper was making the point yesterday during the Tampa Florida game that, you know, before the game started, into the arena, teams on the ice, it felt like he was in a TV studio instead of a rink. And then the game just settled in and it felt like a hockey game. What did it feel like to you before you and the Islanders got into the rhythm of a game? Did it feel like you were in a TV studio or a hockey rink?
That's probably very accurate what John said. It felt like you were, you see on TV the made for TV. It really was that way. You felt like you were, in a studio, if you will. And then the game, once you got on the ice, it was a regular hockey game. And the NHL has done a wonderful job with these, yes, the hubs and the presentation. And the players have done a great job as well of preparing. And I think we're going to have some very exciting hockey.
Berkey.
Hey, Trotsy, it's Berkey. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, Berkey. Not a problem.
Tell us about getting back your Adam Pellick. I mean, I think he's really underrated when they go around the league and talk about elite defenders. I think he's one of them.
Yeah, Adam is a guy that I didn't know much about him when I arrived on the island. And then he really, I would say he struggled really early, a little bit with his confidence. But you could see he's got a really good hockey IQ, great stick, reads the game really well. And he's one of those guys, he's sort of those, every team needs those guys that can erase your mistakes. You know, a lot of times it's the goaltender, but there's always a great defender who can read off of his partner or situations and find a way to break up plays, and he's one of those guys. And he got a little bit of a bite to his game, got his confidence, and he's been a really a solid top player for us when it comes to defending and key situations, especially on the defensive side.
Anthony Stewart.
I know it's a small sample size, and he's only played 7 games since coming over here, but how has J.G. Pageau integrated into this New York Islanders group?
I think any player that you see, when they get traded, they're either going to make a really immediate impact, or they will struggle with the change. And I think with J.P., he came in and fit in with the group really well. But the way we played versus maybe, you know, his former team was a little different. It took him some time to assimilate. I think the teams that have got people at the trade deadline, those guys having a complete training camp, really are going to be able to assimilate with their team and the system and have their confidence in their game within that system. So he's fit in great. He really puts balance at the center ice position for us, gives us a needed right-handed draw that can play in every situation. So he's fit in just fantastic, and he's just a really good pro. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do in the playoffs here, because he's always been a very, I'll say, noticeable player when he's played in the playoffs.
With Barry Trotz, Islanders head coach, New York beats the Rangers last night by a score of 2-1. Watching the game last night, Barry, every time I looked up, it seemed as if you had Andy Green on the ice. I didn't get a look at how many minutes he ended up playing, but you weren't shy about putting the former New Jersey Devils captain out there as liberally as you did.
No. We are blessed a little bit, especially for this format. With we made the deal for Andy Green at the trade deadline because of the fact that Adam Pellick was going to be out for the entire year. Lo and behold, we have this pandemic. We get Adam Pellick back, and we have Andy Green till the end of this playoff run. And, so we've got some tough decisions. As an organization, I think we've got we're 8 deep, maybe even 10 deep with guys like Thomas Hickey and people like that. But we've got Noah Dobson, who I think is going to be a top player in this league for a number of years. We've got some good pros, and the Lilettis and the Boychucks, and Devon Taves has grown as a player, and same as Scotty Mayfield has grown, just like Adam Pellick has. Yeah. And then you got Ryan Pulak as well. So our defense is young, and it's I think it's solid, and we're deep because of the pandemic allowed us to become deep with the getting Adam back and when we made the trade for Andy. But Andy's fit in really good. High hockey IQ. You talk about experience and reading the play. he does that, and you see why that he was the captain in New Jersey, just because of the way he carries himself. And he's really been a blessing for us, because he knows how we operate, obviously spending a lot of years with Lou. So a veteran player who knows the game, and you can't have too many of those come playoff time.
Berkey.
And one of those defensemen, Johnny Boychuk, getting in a scrap yesterday? Yeah. I thought he was back in the American League.
Yeah, well, you know what? Sometimes, and Berkey, you know this, there's certain players that bring those intangibles, and Johnny is one of those guys. I mean, he knows that they're all battling for ice time and position, and he doesn't back down. He plays every game like it's his last game, and that's old school. That's the right way, he doesn't back down from anyone. So, he's a guy that brings a lot of those intangibles, pulls you into the fight, and you saw that last night. He's not shy.
Mm. Stewie.
Rarely do you have a fourth line that sort of checks all the boxes, but how is it having the luxury of a fourth line that can skate, play physical, is defensively responsible, and chip in offensively?
Well, I'll tell you what, that line during this year was all broken up. We had Matt Martin was out for a stretch of time. We had Clutterbuck missed half a season. Casey Cizikas missed half a season. So the identity of the Islanders, or that identity line, it was a big hole for us, and it showed in our game last year. When we were really strong out of the gates, we had lots of injuries, but that line was intact early in the year, and we got off to a really good start. We had that 17-game sort of winning streak. We were getting points every night, and when they sort of broke down and we didn't have them, we weren't the same team. So they bring us a little bit of an identity. They check all the boxes, and they can pull you into the game. They can push teams out of the game. They're responsible. I rely on them, and I think they give us really good balance, because we have some people like Barzal and Eberle and Nelson and Pageau, and people that can do things offensively, and you need that sort of as Berkey would say, the truculence and the responsibility to play hard, because the playoffs are hard, and anybody who's won a cup, have gone deep in the playoffs, it not only is it a physical grind, but it's a mental grind, and those guys are they bring it every night, and that's good for your team on a nightly basis.
Bear, unfortunately, we're up against the clock. Thanks so much for stopping by. Nice win last night. Best of luck in the qualifying round, the preliminary round this weekend against the Florida Panthers. Look forward to catching up again. Thanks so much for doing this.
Anytime. Sorry for the little bit of delay. Trying to get some cell service didn't work, so I had to run up to my room. So you guys do a great job. Always like to listen to you guys.